Thursday is the first day of the U.S. Open, one of golf's biggest championships. Most of the world's best male golfers, pros and amateurs alike, are in the Pittsburgh area to compete. Ahead of this year's tournament, 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino visited the Oakmont Country Club while golfers warmed up with some practice rounds. She reports on one of the biggest variables in the game aside from skill, grass.
We are standing to the right of the 17th hole. About halfway up the fairway, really.
Darren Bavard says at 313 yards, this hole is the shortest par 4 of Oakmont's course. He's director of championship agronomy for the USGA and says distance isn't the only challenge. 17 has some steep side bunkers, or sand traps, but he says play largely comes down to something else.
From right here, I can probably see 5 different types of grass, maybe 6 different types of grass.
What types? Well,
fine fescue areas off in the distance with the tall blowing seed heads. The fairways are annual bluegrass and creeping bent grass.
The point is what types of grasses, where they're placed, how they're treated, that's all very strategic.
The conditions that we provide are above and beyond what you would experience on normal play. We're challenging the best players in the world.
So let's break down hole 17 a little to see how grass directly affects play.
To the left of the green, the rough is extremely thick and dense and tall.
Basically, it's a short hole, so you better be accurate. Gonna get stuck in the tall grass if you're off. The course's groundskeepers might be the only ones who like the rough. It's basically just wild grass that's hardly ever mowed or watered, unlike the green.
That's where you gotta try to get the ball in the hole.
Reminder for us non-golfers.
The guy that gets it in the hole in the fewest number of shots, it's gonna win.
So the grass on the green gets a lot of action, and turns out is pretty high maintenance.
Right now, we're cutting the greens 4 times per day. So you can see right down there where the flagstick is, that grass is mowed below a tenth of an inch. If you put the thickness of 2 nickels together, that's more than a tenth of an inch.
All that somewhat compulsive grass maintenance isn't just about cosmetics. Bavard says getting the grass firm and tight makes golfing on it way harder. A lot of that comes down to moisture, something they can't really control, although they try. The grass here is exclusively watered by hand with hoses. It takes 13 million gallons of water a year to maintain Oakmont's course. Bavard says if the grass is more wet or receptive, golfers have more control, and essentially, it's an easier green.
Instead of having to be as worried about where the ball is going to roll after it lands, they're going to be able to stop the ball fairly quickly.
That same principle applies to long shots on the fairway.
Here's one coming at you right there. You know, for example, you watch that golf ball right there where it hits and, you know, bounces up slope 8 or 10 yards. If we get rain, that ball may bounce 1 yard. Could be as much as a club difference. So it all kind of balances out in a lot of respects.
And rain this week is a major likelihood. Precipitation is in the forecast 2 of the days of the Open. As for the greens,
they're probably not going to get to the same level of firmness that they are today. They're just not going to have time to dry down before the end of the championship.
While the agronomists and groundskeepers at Oakmont say they're just hoping for the best with the weather, Bavard says the variables in the grass could ultimately bring the field of competition much closer together. I'm Virginia Alvino, 90.5 WESA News.
Straight down the middle. It went straight down the middle. Then it started to hook just a wee bit. And that's when my caddy lost sight of it. That little white pellet has never been found to this day. But it went straight down the middle, like they say. Whack down the fairway. It went smack down the fairway. And it started to slice just a smidge off line. It headed for 2, but it bounced off 9. My caddy says, long as you're still in the state, you're okay.